I heard a little birdie tell me today that they say you were on the radio, or maybe you just said it on the website, ugasports.com, and said that in the 24 years, I think they said, which is years I've been in Macon, the 24 years you've been covering this program, this is the best defense on paper you've ever seen. Did you say that, or am I making it up?
No, I said athletically, this is the best defense they've had since I've been covering them. And the reason I just said athletically because we haven't actually seen what they're going to do yet, but just based on what they've got coming back, and last year was pretty doggone good. Knowing what they've got back and what they've been able to add, I think it could be the best, yes.
Well, it's the combination of the quantity and the quality, and it's also like, and you heard when we were talking about the breakout player there and the number of people that we heard mentioned. I mean, N'Kobe Dean, Nolan Smith, Trayvon Walker, those are three unbelievable talents that we saw glimpses of, albeit a pretty good long glimpse last year, Dash, that just makes you think it's going to be hard to get those guys off the field.
Oh, I mean, the players make their most improvement between their freshman and sophomore years, and I think every one of those guys that you mentioned are definitely going to be, be taking a jump this fall, and that's good for Georgia.
No doubt, no doubt. So which one do you think, or who, not necessarily that list, who's your defensive breakout player? Who do you think it's going to be?
Defensive breakout player? Oh, man, there's a couple. I'm going to go with N'Kobe Dean, just because of the position he plays. I think he could easily lead the team in tackles this year. And just knowing that, I think the defensive line is going to be doing a good job of kind of funneling those the running backs toward that the linebackers. I think that you'll see N'Kobe make a Rennie Curran like impact. Rennie's second year had a bunch of tackles. I think you're going to see N'Kobe do the exact same thing.
You know, it's funny you say that because one of my guys who said N'Kobe Dean said, you know, Roquan didn't play as much as his freshman year as N'Kobe did, and it was like that second year where we kind of looked at Roquan and said, oh, my God, what have we got here? I wouldn't be surprised if we're saying the same thing about N'Kobe Dean either this year, would you?
Yeah, I mean, both of them. I mean, although there are different types of inside linebackers,
sure.
I think, Roquan, I think maybe a little bit more rangy, maybe obviously a little bit taller than N'Kobe. I mean, that definitely doesn't take anything away from the talent this guy has. That's why I kind of mentioned the Rennie Curran comparison,
right.
Because I've actually mentioned Rennie a few times, and Rennie kind of left, kind of agreed. N'Kobe does kind of remind him of himself. But, I just think he's in line for a great year. The fact that he's able to be so fast, can move sideline to sideline, I mean, that's obviously going to compare very favorably to Roquan. He's just a guy who says, it's a cliche, but, get that nose for the football that you want from that position. And again, that's one of the reasons I think he's going to have a great year.
Yeah, he's just an outstanding talent. Offensive breakout player, who is your pick for that?
Offensive breakout player, I'm going to agree with James Cook, just because I think he's going to finally get the opportunity to show what he can do, which he hasn't had the previous two seasons. I mean, I think James is in line to do a lot for Georgia, not just running the ball, but catching the ball, too. You could see him catch 30 or 40 balls, I think, out of the backfield this year.
Now, we've said that for a couple of years. All right, this is the year for James Cook. But with this offense coordinator, what we've heard about Todd Monken, it does lead you to believe we may see him be more of a feature than what we've seen the last 2 years. Do you agree?
It does, and you just kind of look at historically what Todd Monken has done as an offensive coordinator. I mean, he likes to get the ball to his backs in space, and that's not just dumping the ball off in the flats. You're going to see, I think, James put in motion. You'll see him in the slot, I think, from time to time. He's one of the most explosive players on the team. He doesn't need much. One of the fastest. He doesn't need much much room to make things happen. And I just think you're going to see Coach Monk and do whatever he can to give as many touches as possible.
Anthony Dasher is our guest. We are talking Georgia football. All right. I don't think there's as much discussion, Dash, about who's going to start tomorrow as to whether or not it's going to be Dwan Mathis. I think most people believe it is going to be Mathis, but I think more.
It will be.
I think more discussions like, are we buying Kirby's thing on Daniels not being cleared? Do you think he hasn't been cleared or what?
Well, he wasn't cleared as of Wednesday. I think it's His knee is legitimately still sore. I don't think that whatsoever. This is the case of Kirby Smart trying to kind of play games with Coach Pittman. I don't think that's the case, you know, whatsoever. So I think he's legitimately still hurting. It was just a year ago when he had his ACL surgery. He had it in December. Coach Smart revealed he had to have a cleanup done. So it's a little more done to it. So I don't know. I definitely believe that JT is still feeling quite up to being cleared right now.
Are you surprised with that?
I don't think. Not really. I mean, again, it's the knees can be a tricky deal, and especially if you're a quarterback, and if you're on course and you want to make 125%, that he's able to move, because it's not going to do him or George any good if he's back there in the you know, behind center of the statue, being, you know, where one shot could put him out again. You want to make sure he's able to move, because that's part of what Coach Munkin wants. He wants his quarterback, and he admitted it himself. Coach Munkin did it when we talked to him a few weeks ago. He wants his quarterback to be mobile. If JT Daniels is not mobile, that's going to take away a lot of what he wants to do. Coach Munkin, that is, for what he wants to do offensively.
Yeah, and that's what's so, I guess, different and difficult about this year, Dash. I mean, I was asked on a show about an hour ago, you know, what are your expectations for Georgia's offense? I didn't really know what to say. You know, it's with no spring, with obviously all that's gone on, it's hard to say what we know what to expect. I told them, well, ask me in 3 weeks before they play in Tuscaloosa, and I might know, right? I mean, it's just hard until we see this tomorrow to really know.
That's why I'm a little cautious right now. I think, you know, I'm not going to come out and say, oh, it's going to be going gangbusters right off the bat. I mean, again, this is those 15 days of spring practice was huge. And even though, you know, Dwan had, you know, got a lot of reps awfully during the summertime, of course, you know, Jamie, when he was here, he missed about 3 weeks or so with a foot injury. So Dwan got a little extra time at that point. But again, that's just, you know, new coordinator, new quarterback. I think Georgia will be a lot more explosive than last year, but I'm gonna kind of give him a little leeway. Like, let's kind of see what we're going to do first of all, instead of before we anoint him something off the bat. I think it will be very good, but let's see what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's just a lot of discovery almost. I've been watching too much Law and Order, but there's a lot of discovery that we've got to have with this offense. And, you know, there were obviously some different picks for the wide receivers with the breakout players, at least with my group there. But the second receiver, you know, who behind Pickens is going to step up with Blaylock on, and obviously the changes there. We joked before, we said offensive breakout player, don't go with D-Rob, because too many people have done that in the last 2 years, Dash. But is it D-Rob? Is it Kyrus? Is it Burton or Roseme? Who is going to be that number two receiver behind Pickens, in your opinion?
I think there's going to be more than one, stepping up. I mean, I think Kyrus Jackson is going to make a big jump.
Yeah.
I really do. At the slot spot this year, he could be see him make an impact similar to what McColl did when McColl first got that opportunity. I'm not saying that Kyrus is quite as fast as McColl, but he's really worked extremely hard. He's faster than a lot of people think. Not quite as fast as McColl, but he's got that ability. He can get open. And you mentioned Jermaine Burton. I mean, Jermaine Burton is the one we've heard the most buzz of all the receivers.
Yeah.
Is the guy that we've heard a lot about. Marcus Roseme as well. And getting back to D-Rob for a little bit, I mean, I think he's kind of been forgotten about just a little bit. But he's another guy. I think he's finally added some weight. He finally has a better grasp of the system, even though he's with a new coordinator this year, Coach Munkin. I think Georgia has making a very solid career. You get George Pickens, Marcus Roseme, you know, Jermaine Burton, you know, Kyrus and Demetrius. That could be a pretty good, you know, solid five core of receivers. And I know fans don't want to hear this. They won't believe it until they see it. But Matt Landers, I mean, I'm going to throw that name out there one more time. It's somebody who could see a few. I mean, the guy who catches 20 balls this year for 300-something yards and 3 or 4 touchdowns.
And in the
system, with the way it's, I think it's going to be this year. So I think they're in very good shape receiver-wise.
Well, yeah, we kind of chuckled about Matt Landers, too, in this little vote, Dash, because he was my pick last year, and I'm like, I'm not voting for Matt Landers again.
I'm not going to say he's going to be the
right.
Great thing to next to Slash Mode and whatnot. But I think he may make a little bit more. We're talking about people going to think he will. We'll see.
Well, but I think, and even in mentioning him, it's like, I wouldn't be surprised. Now, this is a real reach of a statement. I'm saying this not really knowing what this offense is going to look like for 10 games. But George Pickens is the most talented receiver they've had since A.J. Green. And I'm not going to be shocked if this kid is all SEC, knocking on 1,000 yards. I mean, he's great. He's a great player. And, Dash, if they have that kind of player, it may be the Matt Landers or the D-Robs or Burton and or Roseme that have 250 to 400 yards that kind of, you know what I'm saying, that kind of add up to the receiving yards this team may have if Munkin's going to do this with this offense.
If George Pickens has 1,000 yards receiving, that means somebody else has stepped up to give him even more, you know, a few more one-on-one opportunities to catch the ball. George obviously will get a lot of attention. You'll see him probably get double teamed a good bit tomorrow until some of these other guys, you know, prove that they can do it. But, I'm telling you, what we're going to do is Curtin is. He may be the best thing to George Pickens right now, but we'll just wait and see on that. But, you're certainly hearing some good buzz about him.
Your biggest quote-unquote concern for this team is what?
Oh, man. You talk far position-wise.
Yeah.
I guess right now, just because of the overall health, would be tight end. I mean, Trey McKitty is not going to play this ball game after he had his head and knee scoped. And Darnell Washington, how much is he going to be able to make an impact? I mean, I know Riley is so high. I don't know if you read his PT one day, but he picked Darnell as somebody who really kind of is going to step up pretty quickly.
Yeah.
If that's the case, then I'm not going to feel so bad about the tight end. But Darnell had a little bit of an issue. They want to get his weight down a little bit. He's been about 265 pounds, I think. At least that's what Coach was saying when he first.
Who is that now? Who do they want to get the weight down?
Darnell Washington.
Okay.
He's like 6'6", about 265.
Yeah.
First guy here, and he's still a little bit conditioning. He had to get a little better at. But if he can do that, I mean, do like Roddy thinks he's going to do, then I won't feel so bad about him. But again, this is a deep team. I mean, they're two deep, three deep. Really, everywhere you look, every spot on the field. I know Coach Smart won't be quite that confident, probably, but I just know what these guys got. You look at the talent, look at their recruiting history. Stars don't mean all, but just still, you got to look at that. I think to a certain extent, and some talented guys on this ball team.
No doubt. All right, final question. Record: what will this Georgia team do this year?
I think they lose one game in the regular season. I kind of agree with you on that. What the heck? I think they win the SEC this year. After that, we'll see.
Woohoo!
I'll
take it. All right, Dash.
Hey, also, great. It's all going to depend on one man.
That's why I picked him as the MVP. If he's the MVP, clear cut, Dash, this team could go 12-1 and win it all.
Yeah. If he's the MVP, Georgia's going to win the SEC.
I agree. Dash, great stuff. Everybody will be watching the Dog Vent, UGASports.com, tomorrow for complete coverage of the game. And you guys aren't going, correct?
No, I am at Fayetteville as we speak.
Oh, okay. Forgive me. Oh, okay. So you didn't have to get on top of the
Take my Twitter feed out. You see my mask face in front of the stadium there.
Well, okay, good. Okay, well, I wasn't sure. I knew Chipper had to sit in the confines of on his sofa to do the game for AJC, so I wasn't sure of it.
I am here.
Well, good. Well, be careful out there, and thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next Friday. Enjoy the game. Enjoy your weekend. Be careful.
See ya.
Okay. Anthony Dasher, our guest.